Hey guys, Will Durst checking in with what I'm sure is your eagerly awaited Super Tuesday report. Or perhaps it'd be better to say not so Super Tuesday report. More of a frenetic and confusing, but ultimately mediocre Tuesday report. The big problem was lack of resolution. No dragons were slain, no damsels rescued, not even a castle breached. Although there was a bit of swordplay in Ohio. The whole thing seemed more like a Democratic primary than a Republican one, because there was a little something for everybody. We're all winners here. Mitt Romney took 6 states, and Rick Santorum 3. And that Energizer bunny, Newt Gingrich, won his home state of Georgia. It's that old sports aphorism, you can't stop him. All you can do is hope to contain him. And he seems to be contained, in the Southeast. Perhaps the Center for Disease Control had something to do with it. Ron Paul reportedly is still running, but nobody's really sure. So it's on to Mississippi and Alabama, where Newt's simplistic message is expected to do well with what they euphemistically call low-information voters. Meanwhile, Mitt's staff is busy trying to play up their candidate's inevitability, which sounds an awful lot like the fifth stage of grief. Oh, all right, I guess. Why not? Go, Mitt. Some folks are saying that this extended process is making the Mittmeister a better candidate, but he doesn't have a job. All he's been doing for the last 5 years is run for president. How much better can he get at it? Pretty sure his learning curve has used up all its bend. At his victory speech in Boston, Romney promised real change. And you gotta admit, the man has a lot of experience, especially with his own policies. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.